Florida lawmakers want to expand the use of digital voting and tallying machines. Many of the state's election managers are behind the plan, but others don't want to leave the paper ballot behind. I'm Kate Payne. At the beginning, Lady Lake Republican Senator Dennis Baxley's bill was just meant to free up an underused voting machine. Ballot box touchscreens are currently only available to Floridians with disabilities, Baxley explains.
For many times, those machines are sitting idle while other people are lined up and waiting, and it's sort of just a practical thing of saying, why can't they go over here and vote in this line? So we could expedite them as long as we're giving priority and preference to those who have disability.
But Tuesday, Baxley amended this bill in a pretty significant way. Now he wants to also let local election supervisors rely on digital votes for recounts. Currently, they have to physically rescan each paper ballot by hand. The change means supervisors could tally digital images of the ballots, which are generated when the votes are first counted. Here's Baxley again.
When you hand do things, you are more likely to make an error than if you utilize the technology that performs the same all the time. It doesn't have an opinion. It doesn't get tired. It isn't afraid of what the weather is. It just does its job.
Leon County Election Supervisor Mark Early supports the bill. He says digital recounts would be more effective and efficient.
We would have not only been able to find the paper very quickly because of the digital ballot sorting that is inherent in this audit system, the great power of it. It's very visual and transparent. We could have seen the problem ballots, assessed the images, and if the county commission or the canvassing board so desired, they could have immediately said, let's go see these 60 ballots or these 38 ballots or whatever it was that were in dispute, and we could have pulled the paper very easily out of the box.
For all those having nightmares of digital votes being illegible or even erased, Early says the hard copy paper ballots aren't going anywhere.
The paper's still there. I'm never going to want to get rid of the paper. This gives us a better way to find the paper, the problem paper. That's, to me, what it's all about. This is just the way to find those needles in a haystack.
But that's not enough for French Brown, who represents VerifiedVoting.org, a nonprofit elections watchdog.
The language in Section 1 of the bill broadly redefines the term ballot to include any voter interface used indirectly to designate the elector's ballot selection onto a sheet of paper. Verified Voting has concerns allowing the full electorate to use these machines could negatively impact both voter confidence and voting accuracy.
And Democratic Senator Jose Javier Rodriguez of Miami is worried Baxley is taking a parliamentary shortcut with his new plan. By amending the bill after the Elections Committee approved it, Baxley sidestepped what likely would have been a more stringent vetting process. That committee killed a similar bill last year. Here's Rodriguez.
Senator, you know, this was a bill I think many of us supported it at the prior stop that had to deal mainly with persons with disabilities. And now it's been amended to include language that many of us have not supported in a prior year.
Even with those concerns, the bill passed, but barely, on a 3-2 vote. The measure has one more committee stop before it's ready for the Senate floor. For WFSU News, I'm Kate Payne.